Welcome into the Coach's Huddle, your weekly inside look into Cedar Falls, Waterloo Columbus, Waterloo East, and Waterloo West football with the coaches who lead your favorite teams. And now, from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, here's your host, Mark Simpson.
And good evening and welcome to the Coach's Huddle live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. I'm 1650 The Fan. Hi, everybody. Mark Simpson with you. Join me for the next hour as we talk with the Metro High School football coaches to find out how their teams are doing and what's in store for them. Coach Huddle is brought to you by Community Buick GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services Heating and Cooling, The Shirt Shack, Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Deary Brothers Collision Center, Bill Caldwell Ford, and Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Well, this week on the Coach's Huddle, we'll talk with Cedar Falls coach Brad Remmer. Tigers suffered their first loss of the season last week as they lost at home to Cedar Rapids Prairie. We'll recap that game and preview the Tigers matchup coming up this Friday at Ankeny Centennial. Waterloo East coach DeCarlos Anderson will join us to look back at the Trojans' 50-6 loss at home to Fort Dodge. We'll get the scouting report on. We'll also get the scouting report on East opponent this Friday, Des Moines North. We'll get the latest on the Waterloo West Wahawks with Coach Lonnie Moore. Coach Moore will recap last week's road loss at Davenport West and then preview Friday's homecoming game for the Wahawks against Dubuque Senior. And Waterloo Columbus coach Brad Schmidt, he'll stop by to go over the Sailors' road win last Friday at Benton-Shelsburg and preview the Sailors' Class 1A District 4 opener this week at MFL Marmac. Got a good show lined up for you. Excited to talk to the coaches as we get ready for week 4 of the high school football season. It's going to be a good show. Sit back and relax. We'll be back talking Tiger football with Brad Remmer, the head coach for Cedar Falls. When we return, we're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a Booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. Stop by Pepper's tonight. Enjoy a delicious meal. Check out the show and watch your favorite team on one of their over 50 televisions that they have here at Pepper's. Joining me now, he's the head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers, Brad Rummer. Tigers lose their first game of the season last Friday night at home to Cedar Rapids Prairie. 24-7 is your final score. And, Coach, you assessed the game, and I thought we were very close in coming up with some big plays, but those little mistakes just kind of compounded and turned into, ending some potential scoring drives or kept them on the field longer. So, it was just kind of a combination. Prairie played very well, and some Tiger miscues kind of opened up the door, and Prairie took advantage.
Oh, absolutely. And you look at some of these things. First of all, give credit to Prairie. They came in and played real well. Coach Bliss had his team ready to go. But I look at even our first offensive play. We had a guy way behind their secondary, and we ran a play we practiced all week, a double pass, and it got tipped at the line. A guy jumped up and tipped it, and they picked it off. And it was unfortunate. If we get a little air under it, yeah, we might be up 7-0 to get the game going and build a little bit of momentum. But our defense had a great stop after that, and we were able to get the ball back. But like you said, I think there's you allude to two or three times where we had chances offensively to put points on the board, to put a little pressure on them, give a little stress relief on our defense. And we just didn't do it for whatever reason, a little error here, a penalty here, a failure on execution there. And it just resulted in not a good night for us.
Prairie took a 14-0 lead in the first half. And then after their second touchdown, they kicked off. And Derek Woods for Cedar Falls got everybody jumping at the Unidome with a 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah, absolutely. That kickoff return team did a nice job. We slammed it right back up the middle with our return, and he broke it off to our left side. And Woods is a playmaker, and he made a big play there. We got it to 14-7. We felt pretty good about things. We had the ball back in good field position before half. Thought we might be able to get some points out of it. Unfortunately, we got an intentional grounding call on us that pushed us back, and then we had a mishap on our punt unit, and unfortunately we went down 17-7 in the half, knowing we were getting the ball, where if we make a couple plays, that game's a little bit closer going into halftime, knowing we're going to get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, it was frustrating on the field goal for Prairie. They actually missed, but the Tigers called for a roughing the kicker. The Hawks get a second chance, and then just ekes through and give them a 10-point lead in halftime. Yeah,
absolutely, and it's a game of inches, and it's unfortunate we had block right on. Unfortunately, we slipped up, and a guy from the left got the itch to go, and it's a mistake you can't make, and we got called for a 5-yard penalty. They got to kick it a little closer, and like you said, it dribbled over the crossbar, but it's one of those things. You can't do that in a highly contested game.
We're talking with Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach, here on the Coach's Huddle. And then I thought this was probably kind of the momentum shifter in the game. You get the ball, begin the second half, have a long, nice, time-consuming drive. However, it ends inside the Prairie 10, and you bring up Jake Holstein to kick a short field goal, and it's blocked.
Yeah.
And then Prairie gets the ball, and then they use a real long, time-consuming drive and finish it off with a touchdown, and they're up 24-7, and then we're able to hang on for the victory. That just seemed to take a lot of wind out of the Tiger sails.
And it did. And it's one of those things, if you don't match their points, they're going to stay in that 4x2 unbalance. They're going to do all that goofy shift stuff that they do, going from one side to the other. And they're just going to try and consume the time, like you said. And we had our chances to put points on the board. Unfortunately, we didn't execute when we had those opportunities. And that's what you end up with. And it puts a lot of stress on your defense to try and make stops and hold them to less than 3 yards a carry when they're running that unbalanced and superpower and different plays. And unfortunately, we just didn't go out and get it done.
Okay, defensively, you had some players of the game.
We did. There's, you know, it's one of those things that even though it was a loss, there were still some kids that played really well. You look offensively, Jake Peters, our left tackle, had a solid game, and he's been pretty consistent the first 3 weeks of the year. Defensively, Drew Gerdes was in on 13-plus tackles. He was all over the place, just, you know, around the ball and an undersized guy when you talk about their offensive line, but finds a way to get it done. Special teams player you mentioned was Derek Woods. He continues to do some very good things for us. And the reserve was Caden Shellhorn. He's a backup tailback, but he also plays on our special teams. He made a big punt block for us. He came in and actually did a kind of step to the side, reached out with his left hand, blocked the punt, and put us in good field position. And he does a good job on those special teams.
Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach, joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. A couple of your D linemen went down during the game. How's their health?
You know, they're okay. They're back in practicing, which is it's a concern for us. Because if you noticed, Andrew Lagschulte did not play. And he's a starter from last year that is really, really tough kid on the inside. And unfortunately, he wasn't able to go against Prairie. And we need to have Jordan Jones and Thayer and Robin Cook. Those guys got to step up at those D-line positions and do a good job again this week.
All right. Adversity is good. It's just how you react to it. So your thoughts on how practice went this week for Cedar Falls?
Yeah, you can go two ways with it, with a loss. You can sit and point fingers at people and talk about the blame, or you can figure out a way to fix things. And that's what we talk to our kids about. We've got to really self-evaluate, all of us, how we're coaching, how we're practicing, how we're preparing, all those things. And you know, our kids are doing a pretty good job. They want to play better than what they did. They know it wasn't their best performance, and they got outplayed. And if you're going to win against a high-level competition like Prairie, and Lyra like Ankeny Centennial, you got to play at a high level. So they're looking to bounce back and get a chance to put the pads back on Friday night and go out and see if we can't do a little bit better.
Well, tell us about Ankeny Centennial. They're 1-2, but they're coming off a good win against Waukee, 31-6 last week.
Yeah, don't be fooled by that. And that's what I told the kids. I put the record on the scouting report, but crossed that thing off. They beat Waukee 31-6. The week before, they lost to top-ranked Ankeny 17-10 in the battle of crosstown rivals. So they were right in that game. And then for the week one loss, they had to Indianola, who's a top-ranked team in 4A with a great RPI. It was 26-20. So they're a few scores away from potentially being 3-0. And they return a ton of kids from the team we played last year. And I had the opportunity to coach in the Shrine Bowl with Ryan Pizzetti, their co-head coach that's with his dad, Jerry. And they were really high on this to junior class last year, which is now senior. So I know they think very highly of those kids, and it's going to be a big challenge for us to go down and perform well against them.
If I remember, they run the spread offense.
Yeah, you know, they're going to be, it's wing T concept. Okay. I mean, it's wing T concepts, but they'll get into spread. They'll do a lot of deals. I look at, you know, talking with our defensive coordinator, Matt Humpel, I'd compare their formations to playing, preparing for Cedar Rapids Xavier. You jot them down and you might have 25 different formations that you're dealing with. A lot of the same plays and stuff out of them, but you got to get lined up to it, and they're trying to out-leverage you with motion and different things. So it'll be a big challenge for our defense.
Okay, we're talking with Brad Remmert, the head coach for Cedar Falls. That type of offense, that put more pressure on the linebackers in that type of situation?
You know, it's everybody. It's alignment, because the little things of getting aligned, they try to outflank you in different areas. It's they'll pull people to different sides, and you got to have your eyes in the right spot and everything. Otherwise, it becomes very, very challenging for you.
All right, Dan. Now, where do they play? Do they share the same stadium as Ankeny, right?
So what happened was when they split up to two different schools, they kept and they've remodeled, and it's a pretty nice stadium. It's the Ankeny City Stadium. It's actually at Northview Middle School, but it's the old Ankeny High School. Okay. They built two new high schools. They each have their own turf fields at each one of them that they're able to run track at and practice on turf. But when they play their varsity football, they play it over At the Northview Middle School, which is the old Ankeny High School.
All right. So this week, is there any emphasis on practice for the Cedar Falls Tigers?
You know, the biggest thing is offensively, we talked about the details. We have to clean up some of those mistakes. We can't be sitting fourth and one over in our opponent's territory and get a procedure penalty. We can't do those things to ourselves and function. So we're working on cleaning up the details. We have to be physical all the time. And you mentioned some of the things where we were down in their territory and didn't get points. We have to finish our drives with points.
All right. Well, Cedar Falls preparing for Ankeny Centennial. The Tigers 2-1. And Ankeny Centennial 1-2. But as Coach Remmer alluded to, there are two losses to very worthy opponents. Yeah. And Coach, our question of the week this week on Coach's Huddle is, all right, get on your soapbox. Give me your speech. What rule would you like to add, get rid of, or change in high school football?
How much time do we have here? you know, hey, it's one of those things that refereeing our games is tough. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that's it's not an easy job. In that. And so, you know, I'm not going to sit here and harp on that because I haven't been on the other side with the stripes and things. You just ask, all you ask in any game that everything's called consistently, and that there's no one specific rule that I would look at. I don't like the rule the other night when they're motioning linemen back and forth across. I get it when you shift them to one side, but I just don't like when you motion linemen and you bring them halfway across and bring them back. It's doing nothing other than to try to draw the defense off sides. They don't let our defense drop a hand and yell move and things like that. So those little subtleties, unless you're moving a guy across the formation for a specific purpose, I just think that's not anything we need to be doing in high school football. But, hey, there's a lot of good things going on in high school. I'm not going to ask to change much of them. We'll see. We'll see how things go the rest of the year.
You ever have any interest in doing any officiating?
Man, I don't know. Once in a while, yeah. You know, I don't try to get after those guys too bad, but I don't know. We'll see. It would be kind of fun to put a crew together to stay close to the game a little bit. But there's such a shortage of officials right now, and you're seeing it at the junior high level. You're seeing it at the high school level. And it's one of those things you hope more people get involved with it, but it needs to be a positive experience for everybody. And mm-hmm. I think the coaches need to take that deal. That hey, those guys are doing their best job. The fans need to look at it. Those guys are doing their best job because if we stay on them, we're not gonna have guys wanting to be an official. But might be an interesting thing as they get closer to retirement.
All right. Well, Brad Remmert, head football coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers. Thank you so much for joining us this week here on the Coach's Huddle. Good luck Friday as you take on Ankeny Centennial. Of course, you can hear that game on our companion station, Cruisin' KCFI, 12:50 a.m. and 105.1 FM, pregame 6:45, kickoff around 7:15-ish. All right, well, Coach Remmert, thank you, and we'll look forward to talking with you next Wednesday.
Thank you.
Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach, joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Coming up here in just a minute, we'll hear from the head coach for Waterloo East, DeCarlos Anderson, as we'll talk Trojans football. Coach Anderson will join us here in just a bit. Let's take a quick timeout, and then we'll come back here to Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Todd Arnholtz, General Manager of Deary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls. We operate with a simple philosophy. Your safety is our obligation. We promise to repair your vehicle correctly the first time, return it to you promptly, and provide you the highest level of service for your peace of mind. Give us a call or come and see for yourself. No appointment needed. And remember, if your insurance company doesn't recommend Deary Brothers Collision Center, we recommend you change insurance companies. Deary Brothers Collision Center, 201 East Searley Boulevard in Cedar Falls.
Need custom apparel? Think Shirt Shack. Our experienced team is here to assist with your custom apparel needs for your school, team, or event. We use top-of-the-line equipment to offer the finest custom-imprinted apparel at great prices for customers of all sizes. Handling everything in-house allows for a super-fast turnaround on all orders. There's no setup fees, and we've got you covered coast to coast. Call us today for award-winning quality apparel with super service. Custom apparel, Think Shirt Shack.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858. And we'd love to hear from you.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
How can you get a new Ford vehicle fast and easy? Custom order it with Bill Caldwell Ford. Custom orders receive priority, so you get your vehicle sooner. Get competitive pricing with incentive protection and no market adjustments over MSRP. With over 35 years in the business, Bill Caldwell Ford is the name manufacturers trust to deliver a customer-friendly experience. Start your custom order now at BillCaldwellFord.com. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Go. Welcome back. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Bar. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. And joining us now, he's the head coach for Waterloo East, Carlos Anderson. Big smile on his face because his Iowa State Cyclones won last Saturday. And, Coach, you're pretty excited about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was long overdue. Happy for Coach Campbell, man. I think it's well deserved, man. So,
all right. Well, yeah. Your team last week at home against Fort Dodge, and you knew the Dodgers could put up some points, and they got the opening kickoff for a touchdown. It's 15-0 after one quarter of play, but then that second quarter, just things unraveled for your team as the Dodgers were able to score, it seemed like, in every other way, a return of an interception, a fumble, and things just ballooned on you.
Yeah, you know, again, it's just one of those things to where it's been the common theme of our first few games is just us continuing to beat ourselves and just not take advantage of opportunities when presented to us. They scored three times on fourth down. So, you know, one was like a fourth and really long. And, you know, again, I tell the guys that's the difference in the game to where we make those three plays, right? You know, it definitely changed the outcome of the game.
You know, I'm looking at the final stats, and it wasn't like overwhelming for Fort Dodge as they win 50-6. So it just seemed like they must have had very good field position, I'm assuming that.
Yeah, just a field position game. So I think special teams, one of the things I preach as well. It took one back as far as kickoff, and then I had another one that had pretty good field position. We had a couple turnovers that were deep in our own territory as well. So those were kind of things that just, you know, we couldn't climb over that hurdle.
DeCarlos Anderson joining us, Waterloo East head football coach. It's 15-0 after one quarter play. And then, as we mentioned, 29 points put up by Fort Dodge in the second quarter. They built a 44-6 lead at halftime, and they go on to the victory. And, you know, what do you tell your team at halftime when the margin's that big?
Honestly, you know, my thing for them is just that, man, just keep fighting. You know, I think that there's not really many words to say. But again, like for me, I'm always a person to where, you know, I'm optimistic. Just fight. You know, you never know how the outcome of the game. They scored 29 a quarter. If we come back, score 29 a quarter, then now we're talking about a different game, you know. And so I think that's the one of the things that for me, I'm really, really instilling in our kids is just really learning how to win and the purpose of fighting to the end. So
how about you? Are you a coach that tries to check the team's body language at times, and you know, you see kids moping or maybe throw their helmet down or stuff like that? You know, do you trying to put the brakes on that type of behavior?
Yep, absolutely. I think the body language is everything. You know, again, like you talked about the opening kickoff, right? You know, and that was something that I noticed immediately with our young men, is just that, you know, the body language swayed, you know, real quick. And so it was just one play, right? And like I tell them, I said, man, that's something to where football is like a fight. You know, it's a boxing match. Everybody's going to throw punches, right? So, you know, we take a punch, you know, we punch back. And I think that's something that, for me, I'm huge on, because, again, like you said, the body language, we've done a good job of correcting, just like the Mo thing, because expectations, you always have a helmet on the sideline.
So, yeah.
Shouldn't be too much of that. But, again, it's just something to where, for us, we got to really, really work with our young men to ensure that, you know, again, they're staying engaged in the game at all times. So,
well, despite the loss, some guys had some good stats. Maceo Hicks, 6 tackles, 3.5 tackles for losses. Was he blitzing him quite a bit?
We don't really run too many blitzes, okay. But I think the biggest thing is just that Maceo's a young man. He's starting to learn how to read. You know, and so for every game, I feel like we've had a good game plan in place. And 3 games, again, I felt was very winnable. And so, you know, when the opportunity, when he read his keys, you know, he was able to make the play that was necessary during those times. So, yeah, he's a great young man, and look forward to him.
And Billy Clark, 5.5 tackles.
Yep, Billy's a stud, man. You know, he's definitely a stud. Probably the hardest working kid that I've worked with. You know, again, he's always doing extra, and you know, they're a great kid.
DeCarlos Anderson, Waterloo East head football coach, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. Jameel Montgomery, despite the loss, 4 receptions, 64 yards, and scored your only touchdown on a 24-yard catch from Lyndon Sewell.
Yep. Again, I think those are things that we look at, and we show a little bit of praise, but at the same time, we have to realize that, as I mentioned to you before, there's just some things that we just capitalize on. We had a kickoff return call back. We had some key drop balls and things like that. And again, those are the things that shoot us in the foot, and just the snowball effect, man. Like, whatever can go wrong goes wrong.
Oh. Well, this week you have a chance to grab that first win. You're on the road at Des Moines North against the Polar Bears. And, Des Moines North having a good year. They're 2-1. They are coming off a loss, though, to Sioux City North, 45-22. So you were telling me off the air that they feature a very talented running back.
Yeah, young man. I forgot his name on top of the head, but number 3, he has 700 yards already. So, again,
that's 3 games, 700 yards.
Yeah, so that's a lot of lot of yards, and you know, he has pretty good speed, and we just have to contain him. You know, that's going to be our goal.
Is it a physical team that you'll be facing?
Yeah, they run a off balance wishbone set, so a lot of run heavy, which I think is good because it's preparation for our upcoming district as well. But again, yeah, just come at you, and you know, they're going to challenge us to stop the run.
All right, your team. Anything that this week in particular you're working on as you prepare for your game against Des Moines North?
Again, just reading the keys, man. We got a good game plan in. Again, we have some good film and have a good, strong idea of tendencies and things that they like to do. And, you know, we just want our guys to really kind of stay focused and engaged in their responsibilities and not overplaying things that are out of responsibility. So.
And, you know, how's confidence of the team despite after last week's loss?
I think one of the things that has been good, even for us with such a late start as far as the coaching staff, we are keeping kids engaged. So guys are still coming, which is one of the things, like you said, just the confidence or whatever. And then, you know, with our film sessions, it's huge because, again, we can easily point out a lot of the correctable things that happen. So we can look at the score and be like, oh, man, we got blew out. But, again, a lot of the things that happened in that game were really upon us just making bad mistakes, and we're all correctable as well.
We're just talking with Cedar Falls coach Brad Remmer, just how little things can compound and really, you know, maybe a competitive game all of a sudden gets out of hand.
Yep. And that's just kind of what it was. You know, I think more sudden, so anything, just a lot of plays, the balls just bounced their way, and, you know, they capitalized. So.
Carlos Anderson. He's the head coach for Waterloo East, joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Health-wise, you guys avoid any serious injuries?
We're banged up. I think, as I say all the time, the most important position is the guys up front. So we're banged up in the trenches. And again, like I said, those are things that, as a team, you know, we're finding different people to kind of fill in roles. And I say this all the time because oftentimes when you think of sports, a lot of times we're like, oh, well, we throw them on the line, and I don't have that approach. You know, line is definitely a skill position, and we want our best guys, you know what I'm saying, up front, because that, you know, the game is won and lost in the trenches. And so we're banged up down there, but you know, hoping to get healthy here soon.
All right. What time's kickoff on Friday?
At 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Yeah. So it's going to the capital city to take on Des Moines North. Waterloo East looking for their first win. And good luck, Coach, as you try to slow down that talented back for Des Moines North and try to get your first win of the year.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach. To Carlos Anderson, the head coach for Waterloo East. Nice enough to join us here. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. On the way next, we'll talk Wahawk football with Lonnie Moore, the head coach for the Waterloo West Wahawks. When we return, this is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our Shop, Click, Drive option. 1. Select your vehicle. 2. Create your offer. 3. Schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo. Online at CommunityBuickGMC.com. GMC. We are professional grade. Experience the new Buick.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Hi, I'm Todd Arnholtz, General Manager of Deary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls. We operate with a simple philosophy. Your safety is our obligation. We promise to repair your vehicle correctly the first time, return it to you promptly, and provide you the highest level of service for your peace of mind. Give us a call or come and see for yourself. No appointment needed. And remember, if your insurance company doesn't recommend Deary Brothers Collision Center, we recommend you change insurance companies. Deary Brothers Collision Center, 201 East Searley Boulevard in Cedar Falls.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
How can you get a new Ford vehicle fast and easy? Custom order it with Bill Caldwell Ford. Custom orders receive priority, so you get your vehicle sooner. Get competitive pricing with incentive protection and no market adjustments over MSRP. With over 35 years in the business, Bill Caldwell Ford is the name manufacturers trust to deliver a customer-friendly experience. Start your custom order now at BillCaldwellFord.com. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Need custom apparel? Think Shirt Shack. Our experienced team is here to assist with your custom apparel needs for your school, team, or event. We use top-of-the-line equipment to offer the finest custom imprinted apparel at great prices for customers of all sizes. Handling everything in-house allows for a super-fast turnaround on all orders. There's no setup fees, and we've got you covered coast to coast. Call us today for award-winning quality apparel with super service. Custom apparel, Think Shirt Shack.
Go.
Pretty yeah. Good.
Go.
Okay.
Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle here on 1650 The Fan. Mark Simpson with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We're here every Wednesday night throughout the high school football season. This week, we're getting ready for week four of the high school football season. And joining us now is the head coach for Waterloo West, Lonnie Moore. And Waterloo West taking the long bus trip down to Davenport last week, take on Davenport West. and Davenport West outscoring the Wahawks 46-20 is your final score. It was Davenport West leading 12-8 after one quarter of play, 33-20 at halftime, and then they go on for the victory of 26 points. And, Coach, a lot of action taking place in those first two quarters for the Wahawks.
Yeah, I mean, we made some improvement. I mean, you're looking at the score, you're probably not think so, but there were some things that we did really well and got better at it, which was our goal to get better at. You know, our passing game has made some improvements every week, and we're trying to make sure we do that. We created two fumbles, so we haven't had a turnover in two games, so that was something else. We had a return for a kickoff, which we haven't done in like 4 or 5 years, return a kickoff. And we, with that kickoff, got off at a good start. So first two games, we did not get off at a good start. Our first series against – our first week against East, we didn't start well. And then last week against Cedar – 2 weeks ago against Cedar Falls didn't start well. So we got a chance to start off well with the kickoff return. So that was some good positives on the note, but – you know, we also have some things we got to improve on where we have 4 turnovers. We can't turn the ball over and expect to win, care who you play. So we have 4 turnovers, and we gave up 5 big plays also, some big plays that they had a kickoff return and some big pass plays that we got to cut back on the big plays.
Cavell Fay, solid game, 20 carries, 116 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah, he's doing well, and you got to give a lot of credit to those guys up front. They're doing excellent. I mean, we've been kind of shuffling some guys in at tackle, but our solid three in the middle have done a great job with blocking and helping those guys out on the outside on the tackles.
All right. Then you also get a defensive touchdown, Dalton Aldrich, with a little scoop and score, a 38-yard fumble return.
Yes, and he was lucky enough to be in the right spot. We talk to the kids all the time. You can't make plays unless you're around the ball, and he just happened to be around the ball on a sack fumble, like a sack fumble, and he picked it up and scored and went the distance.
All right. So the – Wahawks will fall to talented Davenport West team, who remains undefeated. They're 3-0. Waterloo West falls to 1-2. It was their homecoming, and what was it like at Brady Street Stadium? That was your first appearance there.
Yeah, nice stadium, kind of one of the older type stadiums, kind of reminded me of Kingston a little bit, but a nice stadium. One thing they did, not only did they have homecoming, they had military appreciation night. So they not only did they come out and wear some camouflage jerseys, but they also had somebody flying the ball from a parachute in the ball before the game. So that was pretty cool. I can't see that. But it was a great atmosphere. They were excited. They were 2-0 coming in. And, you know, a much improved team. Their coach is doing a really good job with that group. And, you know, you can tell that he's getting the more athletes out on the field. They have some guys out there that did a really good job.
We're talking with Lonnie Moore, the Waterloo West head football coach. Wahawks stubbed their toe on the road last week, and looking like Davenport West put together a pretty solid game, 251 yards rushing, 218 yards passing.
Yeah, and that comes with a lot of the big plays. You know, we give up a lot of big plays. I told you we give up 5 big plays, and those all add up to, especially in key situations, it kind of hurts us. So, you know, they stayed on the field a long time. We left our defense on the field alive where, you know, we didn't execute on offense and didn't take care of what we needed to take care of offensively. And that's kind of put a lot of stress on your defense where they got to go right back out after they just on the field and take care of that. So, we didn't do a good job on both ends, but mostly offensively we didn't give our defense a chance to rest and get off the field.
Andrew Klein led Waterloo West in tackles with 7. Then one of my favorite names, Brandon Baller, 6.5 tackles and a sack.
Yes, those guys are all improving. And I kind of stated before, you know, we got 2 starting seniors on defense, rest are juniors and sophomores. So they're getting the taste of that varsity experience and learning and finding up a little quick. Those 2 guys are juniors for us. One of the 2 of the 3 starting linebackers we got that all are underclassmen. So they're working on it and getting better. And, you know, Coach Roy's gotten those guys every week and trying to get those guys to get better.
All right. Well, the Wahawks now will celebrate their own homecoming this week at Memorial Stadium. You'll be hosting Dubuque Senior. This has been a good rivalry between you and the Rams over the years.
Yeah, great rivalry. We just haven't been on a good test of it the last 3 or 4 years. 3 or 4 years before that, I think we won 4 in a row. And now I want to say they about it 4 in a row. So, you know, we got to get that test to turn around and get it back in our favor. But, you know, just like CF, this is another school that I've played every year since I've been the head coach. So I think CF East and Dubuque Senior, the 3 schools that I've played every single year. So we know each other. We know what we're going to do. They had a new coach this year, but he was on staff for the last couple, I think I heard. And so he's familiar to what we do. And they're not doing anything different. You watch them offensively, defensively. They're doing some of the same stuff they did before Coach Plessel left and retired.
They have a good quarterback in Jack Simon, not only throwing the football, but he's a dual threat because he can run as well.
Yeah, and he's doing a good job of getting it to one of their favorite targets. Number six is one of their best targets. And I think he's over and top, got the most receptions on their team, and he's a really good player. He was a good player last year. We remember him last year. He does a good job, but the quarterback is doing a good job. He's taking care of the ball. He's not turning it over, and he's also an athlete back there, so he can scramble and make some plays for him. So they're doing a good job and making sure they're keeping the ball in his hands, and he's making sure he gets it to the right guy.
Okay, homecoming week. You know, obviously, kids get excited, and sometimes there are distractions. I know some football coaches get a little bit leery come homecoming week, trying to keep the guys focused.
Yeah, you try to do both a little bit. One, you know, you want the kids to have fun. It's their homecoming. I try to remember back when I was their age. I like homecoming, so I'm not want to take that away from them. So we do as much as possible to let them enjoy homecoming, but at the same time trying to keep their focus on Friday night in the game. So a lot of things going on with dress-up week and getting ready for the dance. Well, we got three or four kids is on the court, so they're trying to make sure they got their gear ready for that night and things like that. Then the dance on Saturday, but that dance is not going to be any fun if you don't take care of what you need to take care of on Friday.
Yeah, homecoming queen is always a lot prettier after a win, right?
Of course, of course. Yes.
We're talking with Alani Moore, the head football coach for Waterloo West. Coach, you've been doing this for 14 years, playing Dubuque Senior the 14th consecutive time. That's amazing.
Yes, yes. And it's a good rivalry there. Yeah. And, you know, they have done a good job in their program. And, you know, we just have to play it. You know, right now we have to concentrate on ourselves and make sure we are a better football team on Friday. We got to make sure we can't make some of the key mistakes we've been making. Just a little bit of focus and intensity, mental toughness and those things. Some urgency is going to be very important for us this Friday.
And we're playing through adversity. Your coaching staff's dealing with the some illness this week.
Yeah. We have a coach down almost every day here. So, but they're battling through and coming through, and our guys are, you know, they're mature enough to understand what it takes to continue to keep practicing and get things going.
All right. Well, Coach, are you ready for our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle? All right. Get in your soapbox. Give me your speech. What rule, high school football rule, would you like to add, get rid of, or change?
Oh, wow. That's a really good question. You know, the one that I always was protesting against was letting the quarterback throw the ball away. They just changed that a year or two ago. So, but before that, the quarterback, they just couldn't throw the ball away if they was outside the pocket in high school, which I was always not a big advocate of that, but that was changed. Other than that, you know, those, all the rules that I agree with, and, you know, especially with the referees, is a hard job to do. I've never been on that side, so I can't tell you, but, you know, they got a hard job to get going, and nothing else I could think of that has caused us to say that it needs to change or anything like that. We do got to test Prairie next week with their motion and things like that, which is also a little iffy thing. I guess if that's the one thing I could think of, I try to bring that up. We got an email that last year the state sent out an email the day before we played Prairie about shifting and motioning. So I brought that to the referee's attention last year about it, and those guys continue to keep shifting and motioning and going back, and nothing was done. So, you know, that's something that I look at too, that is kind of different, that it needs to be looked at.
Have you ever thought of maybe after your coaching career is over, doing any officiating?
That's funny you asked it. I was just talking to a buddy of mine who's officiating now on Monday. Something to look into. He does officiating for everything. I've seen him do, when I go on my daughter's basketball tournaments, he's there doing basketball refereeing. I saw him do some softball games and football. So something to look into. I mean, just to stay close to the game and be around everything, still be around the game and those things, something to look into later on in my time when I'm ready to relax and do those things.
All right. Well, Lonnie Moore, good luck. It's homecoming week, and hope you guys put together a good effort as you host Dubuque Senior at Memorial Stadium. 7 o'clock kickoff,
later. A little later, I think, because of homecoming. So we'll have our homecoming court and stuff right after the sophomore game, and then we won't start warming up till that's done. That's usually an extra 15, 20 minutes. So we're looking at about 7:20, 7:30. I'm guessing this kickoff start on Friday.
All right. Weather-wise, looks pretty good. And Coach, go get them, and let's talk about a win next week.
Thank you for having us. Go Wolves.
Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West head football coach, nice enough to be our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. Again, we're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. We'll take a break, come back. We'll join by our final coach, Brad Schmidt, the head coach of Waterloo Columbus. When we return, this is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fam.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cbcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Go.
Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. If you're tuning in, wondering where the Chicago Cubs game is, I should mention the Cubs are right now on our companion station, Cruisin' KCFI, 1250 AM or 105.1 FM. Cubs taking on the New York Mets. Joining us now, he's the head coach for Waterloo Columbus, Brad Schmidt. And last week, the Sailors go on the road to Vinton-Shelsburg and record their first win of the year as they beat the Vikings 21-7. And, Coach, it sounded like a physical game, and you got your running game going.
Definitely a positive. That's what we wanted to do. That's what we've wanted to do for the last few weeks, and you know, that was great to see. Boys up front did a heck of a job. It played out exactly how we thought it would. You know, watching Vinton on film, very physical. You know, it was going to come down to who outlasted who, and you could tell by the end of the first half that we were trending one way, and you know, not to say they were trending the other way, but they were getting tired because, you know, both teams running a lot of guys both mm-hmm. ways. So at halftime, you know, our kids were really up and, you know, felt like it was time to, you know, push through, and they did that. And it was great to see guys step up there in the second half.
You fell behind 7-0 in the first quarter, but you're able to tie it in the second quarter. Carson Hartz with a touchdown, and then Hartz a couple more touchdowns in the second half as you're able to both both in the final quarter. So you're able to win 21-7, 263 yards rushing for Waterloo Columbus. And he had not only Carson Hartz with 117 yards, but Parker
Jeltsin
had his best game, 129 yards rushing as well.
Yeah, Parker really had a breakout game. I mean, Parker played a little bit of varsity last year as a sophomore, and you know, I know myself, I'm talking with the coaching staff, we've all kind of been watching him and waiting for him to break through, because he's got all the tools, runs extremely hard, worked extremely hard this offseason to put himself in this position. So that was, you know, it was almost like a light flipped on for him, you know, in terms of what we do schematically. And he ran hard, and that was a point of emphasis this past week, where we told the backs, you know, worst case scenario, we want 3 yards. Now, if you got to run through one of your teammates to get those 3 yards, that's fine. We want 2nd and 7 as opposed to losing yards on first down. Don't try to bounce stuff. Hit it up inside, run behind your pads, and Parker did a heck of a job doing that.
We're talking with Brad Schmidt, Waterloo Columbus head coach. Sailors get their first victory of the year, winning at Vinton Shelbsburg 21-7. Columbus now 1-2 after losing to a pair of Class 1A top 10 ranked teams in their first 2 weeks. Carson Hartz, what a game for him. Also had 11 tackles in the game.
Yeah, he's a stud. I mean, you know, I can't speak enough about, you know, what he's meant to us. He kind of embodies what we are as a program. He works extremely hard and does everything that's asked of him. I mean, he's trained as hard, if not harder, than anybody we've had over the time that I've been involved at Columbus. And you know, on top of that, you know, he's a great kid. So it was good to see. And I think we kind of, you know, I don't say we found our niche, but you know, at this stage in the game, you're kind of wanting to know what your identity is, and you know, who your guys are. And I think that Carson is definitely a kid that we need to lean on, and we need to get multiple touches week in and week out. You know, on top of, you know, because not only can he run the ball, I mean, he blocks, and like you said, defensively, he's
does he come out of it the game at all?
We try to, you know, on PAT we'll get him out, or he's not on kickoff, return, but that's about it. And you know, like I said, he's really trained. He's trained extremely hard for the, because he knew this was going to be it. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, he's the straw that stirs our drink. So can't say enough about his performance, and you know, he was a big part in that W this past Friday.
Mason Knipp also with 11 tackles, including a sack. He had 4 tackles for losses, and I'm looking at the stats here. You had 11 tackles for losses.
Yeah, no, I mean, they ran the ball a lot, and you know, in that second half, we had a lot of run throughs, a lot of you know, I don't know if they just weren't getting to their point of attack, where, you know, a lot of pull stuff where they're blocking down, and you know, if guys just weren't getting down on guys, we slipped through. And yeah, I mean, Knipp, that's from an interior line spot too, so that's pretty impressive. You know, Mason plays same deal as Hartz. You know, he's not gonna get his name in the paper like Carson is for scoring the 3 touchdowns, but like you said, I mean, he had multiple tackles for loss. Mason was all state last year. Carson was all state last year. Mason as a sophomore, Carson as a junior. But I think that, you know, you look at Mason's value to our football team, and it's a very similar deal where he does not leave the field. Another one that kind of goes unsung is Knutson, who also, you know, plays darn near every snap offensively. Well, he does play every snap offensively, and he's out there pretty much every snap on defense. So we got a number of guys that are kind of our iron men that don't leave the field. You know, but they wouldn't have it any other way.
Brad Schmidt is the Waterloo Columbus football coach. He's our guest here on the Coach's Huddle, coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. And well, now the season gets interesting as you open up Class 1A District 4 action coming up on Friday. You're on the road at MFL Marmac, who's 2-1 now. Just found out today they got a forfeit victory last week against Osage. as Osage played a player. You can only play five quarters on a Friday night, and he played two quarters in the sophomore game and four in the varsity. So how strange is that, that Osage has to forfeit?
It was kind of a wild deal where I was watching some film today, and you know, I went on Bound just to kind of get a gauge as to, you know, who did what last year for them. I know that their quarterback last year is now their fullback this year. Just wanted to see, you know, alignment numbers, all that jazz, kind of to align some stuff that I was watching. And I saw on Bound that the score was 1-0, which to me, that means a forfeit. So my mind immediately went to that place. Now, I haven't been on social media or anything, but somebody sent me something that had stated that. And man, that's a tough deal for Osage. You know, you battle out a tough four quarter game and get to the point where you know, you end up getting it kind of taken away from you because you played a guy too many quarters. I mean, it's a tough deal. And you know, I've always been a proponent for six in a night, but at the same time, I understand that, you know, player safety is big, and you know, but yeah, it's an unfortunate deal, you know, just for both ways, you know, because MFL, you know, they're given a win, and you know, I mean, obviously they didn't win, but it's just a unique situation.
Yeah, how does your coaching change? How does you try to change the attitude of the players? Because you have to put so much emphasis on the district games.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it, like at this point, you know, I mean, obviously you don't want to say the first three games don't have any meaning, because obviously every game has a great deal of meaning. But right now, I mean, you're playing for home field and you control your destiny. So we control whether or not we host playoff games right now, just like every other team in our district does. So I think that's the important piece to let these kids know that, hey, at this point, everybody's 0-0 in district play. So we got to come out. We got to execute. We got to be assignment sound. We got to minimize mental mistakes. We got to tackle well, and we got to play hard.
All right. Question of the night quickly here on the coaches huddle. Brad Schmidt, the head coach from Waterloo Columbus. Give me your speech. What rule would you change in high school football, or you like to add, or maybe get rid of, or change?
Man, I think I don't know what Coach Remmert said, but I'm going with review. I mean, I feel like we've talked about that at times where you could challenge a play here and there. I mean, obviously we don't have the technology to do that. I think at some levels they might, you know, in terms of like camera angles, we don't have that kind of technology that they do in the college game and in the pro game. But man, you know, you watch the film on a Saturday after, and it's like, wow, you know, like I wish in real time we could have, you know, we had the opportunity to see what happened. And you know, I mean, I know officials are they're human, you know, like everybody else. But I think that to me would be a great deal to be able to utilize, you know, a potential challenge in the first half, challenge in the second half, just like they do in the college and in the NFL.
You would work that red flag, wouldn't you?
I'd throw that sucker would be inside the hash. I'd throw my arm out. But
all right, well, Brad Schmidt, good luck. You take on MFL Marmac on the road coming up on Friday as you open up Class 1A District 4 action. Good luck, and let's talk about a win next week, all right?
Hey, love that, Mark. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Brad Schmidt, head coach for Waterloo Columbus, as we wrap things up here on the Coach's Huddle. Coach's Huddle brought to you by Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, The Shirt Shack, Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Deary Brothers Collision Center, Bill Caldwell Ford, and our great host, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. And remember, tomorrow morning you can download tonight's podcast at 1650thefan.com. This week, the Metro team, Cedar Falls, with a record of 2-1, playing at 1-2, Ankeny Centennial. You can hear that game on our companion station, Cruisin' KCFI. Meanwhile, Waterloo East looking for their first win. They're on 3. They play a 2-1.
And then you have Dubuque Senior at Waterloo West. And then Columbus
will playing at MFL Marmac. That's the schedule for the Metro teams. So until next Wednesday night, I'm Mark Simpson, and you've been listening to the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
And you're clear. All right, great. Thank you. You too.
Thanks for listening to the Coach's Huddle with Mark Simpson from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.